from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Feel bad. He's been a part of the team for a few years now. And unfortunately, with the 40-man roster crunch and everyone coming back, didn't even get a mention yet this morning, but the Padres yesterday DFA'd Jose Azokar to make room on the roster for Fernando Tatis Jr.'s return from the 60-day injured list. Bryce Johnson was also optioned down to AAA. Now, maybe a Sugar passes through waivers and remains with the organization. Maybe he opts for free agency and tries his hand with a different team. But there were some moments over the last few years where Sugar came through, either defensively with his legs, had a couple of big moments with the San Diego Padres, and unfortunately they just didn't have any more room for Jose Azokar, and he was DFA'd yesterday.
It's wild, man. Wild, because I can vividly remember, you know, not having anything to talk about in January of last year and talking about what your potential options were for the San Diego
Padres. Did he start the opening day this year?
Merrill did.
Merrill started, Tatis, and Profar. Sugar didn't have to start. Okay,
I don't think so. But I can vividly recall tweets saying, well, just give Sugar a shot in center. You know, how bad could it be? And, yeah, man, you look at, like, I don't know what happened. Like, because he's every bit as good as Bryce Johnson.
I thought so, too.
I think. And, again, they know so much more than we do. And I don't know what happened. I really don't. I have no idea. But yeah, Sugar DFA'd. So
right when they sent him down, I was like, oh, okay. I didn't think he was doing that badly.
Right. I didn't either.
Down he goes, and then never brought him back up, and ends up getting DFA'd yesterday.
I didn't realize he was on the Padres roster all the way up until June 22nd.
Yeah, he was there the first 2.5 months of the year.
He was the defensive replacement for Profar early in the season. That Cubs series, we all remember that, and Profar's spot came back up, and Sugar, you know, all that. But, yeah, I mean, look, it's just a guy, you know. And somebody makes a point. The pinch runner job he used to have was taken by Tyler Wade, who's much faster. I died the other night, by the way. Did you guys die when he put Tyler Wade in the pinch run for Crony at third? I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Now, my fat ass takes a non-runner because I can't run. Even I, if I hit a triple, even I'm going to stay at third.
Now, Xander's fly ball would have scored Jake easily as well, and the throw was, you know, 40 feet over the head of the catcher.
Jose Siri uncorking.
So it's a 3-3 game.
Yep.
And if it comes down to it, and there's a play at the plate, don't you want that extra step and a half that you're getting from Tyler Wade? I mean, it might be the difference between a win and a loss. That's aggressive managing to make sure even the smallest detail, you can go ahead and win that game. Now, if you don't score and Jake's spot comes back up, and you know, now you've got Tyler Wade in the lineup, or defensively.
No, it was defense. And so we all saw Xander move over to short for a couple innings, and they put Tyler at second for Jake. And I just thought to myself, again, it wasn't the wrong move. We won the game. It surprised me knowing how much Schulte values defense and how good Crony is defensively that he would say, this 90 feet, Which, by the way,
I just think in that moment he was valuing that run more than defense, which is rare. But
it's
possible.
Rare because you're on the road and you still have to get three outs and you have to have defensive guys out.
Yeah,
there.
But
if
you
you're
got
three outs, home, I get it.
It don't matter as much if you don't get that run.
Now, if they're already up 4-3 and that's an insurance run,
yeah.
I don't think you do it.
Okay.
But because you're tied, and
I was
you need that run to win.
Again,
maybe you do.
Not saying it was the wrong move by any stretch. Don't get me wrong. I was surprised when it happened, and I actually thought for a sec, oh, he might have tweaked something. You know what I mean? Like, that was my thought, because I just said, Crony's fast enough, he's going to score on a fly ball.
We always like to imagine as fans that there is a right decision and a wrong decision.
Right.
But a lot of the decisions are 50-50 or 49-51,
sure.
52-48. I mean, it's really small, and it comes down to... I mean, when you're next level, and I'm sure Mike Schilt could explain this better than I am, but you're thinking, okay, Xander Bogaerts can hit a fly ball, but they're not always the deepest of flies. Is he the guy that might hit that mid-level fly ball that
Tyler scores
it on? It could be a difference between a step or two with Tyler Wade, and you know, maybe if it's Manny, you go, if he hits a fly ball, it's going to be plenty deep enough to score the run. I don't need the pinch runner there, but with Xander, maybe I do. He's got a little less power, a little less pop. I don't know.
I want to ask him about that Friday and just say, please walk us through it, because I did think it was funny as hell when I was like, oh, they're pinch running a guy. You don't see a lot of that unless it's like a big lumbering dude, and it was close game.
But they didn't do it earlier when he was on base. So
right.
They're like, what made the decision for you when he got to third?
Yeah, it was wild. And I just thought that was one of those moments that you know, gets kind of lost in the shuffle, and I thought, that's really interesting. Play by my Mike Schilt, who values defense very, very much. And so it's that you definitely are weaker with Tyler Wade playing second than you are with Jake Cronenworth.
905, Paulie, take it away.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report. With Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
Good
morning.
A little
gentlemen.
Late on the all right.
Yeah.
The mic turned off.
All right,
gentlemen. We'll start off in the NFL. Pretty wild and scary scene for San Francisco 49ers rookie.
Oh my God,
Ricky Pearsall, who was shot in the chest over the weekend. I think it was on Saturday afternoon. He was in downtown San Francisco, and it was an attempted robbery over his watch, I believe.
Yeah, it was over his Rolex, and he was on his way to go sign autographs somewhere.
Or I think he just had signed.
Or he just signed, and somebody tried to jack
him.
Tried to rob him,
and it ended up with him, and I think a couple other people were shot. And I saw a video of him getting into the chair, they would lift him into the ambulance. He was shirtless, and he had his whatever t-shirt he was wearing was pressed up against his chest.
Yes.
And the nurse, you know, the EMT was just holding it there as he's like sitting in and getting into the ambulance. And you're like, this man is holding his t-shirt over his bullet wound in his chest.
He walked
through and through. Went in his chest, through his torso, out his back, and did not hit, you know, hit your heart. You're dead. But luckily for him, it passed through, did not hit any vital organs, and he's going to be okay.
They said
may miss four games.
ESPN said out at least four games.
At least four games.
But he has been released from the hospital. He's on the mend. But God dang, that is scary.
They haven't told all of the details other than, you know, a robbery gone wrong or confrontation, but it was the attacker was also shot with the same gun.
Yeah,
so
with his gun.
To me, I'm imagining the old movie scene where they're now fighting over the gun, and it goes off a couple of times and like crazy.
Shot near Union Square Saturday afternoon after a 17-year-old male attempted to rob him, resulting in a struggle between the two, according to the San Francisco Police Department.
Mm-hmm.
And then both he and the suspect were shot. So yeah, it was kind of like they're like struggling for the gun or something, but man, that's
Ooh.
That is scary.
By the way, just a little breaking 49ers news this morning. Mentioned last week, Brandon Ayuk got signed. Trent Williams' holdout is over. The Niners are finalizing a new deal this morning with Trent Williams, putting their star left tackle in position to play in Monday's season opener against the New York Jets.
Taking care of all those guys. CeeDee Lamb last week, the Cowboys. I saw a quote from over the weekend, Jerry Jones saying, "You're about to have a buttload of money," or something like that. To see, like, he's like giving the fatherly advice. Just be careful.
It's almost as if none of these guys just wanted to be in training camp and just wanted to skip the whole thing.
Such a good deal.
If it works, it works.
Can we hold out from the last day of the World Series until first day of spring training? Yeah, we're just gonna hold out. That's where we are.
We want more money.
Yeah.
It's a good bit. All right, moving on. Yesterday was big day for Netflix, Labor Day, holiday, everybody home, and they had a live event, which those are few and far between for Netflix. They're still dabbling in the live events, whether it's a comedy show, the roast of Tom Brady was a live event. And we had Kobayashi versus Joey Chestnut, hot dog eating contest, goat v. goat. Yep. And, they did it live. It was the first time that those two have gone head-to-head in 15 years. 2009 was the last time both competitive eaters went at each other. And Joey Chestnut demolished Kobayashi.
Wiped the floor. Did you guys watch it?
I did not.
I saw highlights later.
I saw a highlight after
that. I actually showed some on Channel 10 last night.
I had forgotten that was happening until it had already come and gone. But, Joey Chestnut, in 10 minutes, threw down 83 hot dogs.
The world record.
Broke his own record. No. Kobayashi had 66.
Which is insane. 66 is insane. 83. That's 8.3 hot dogs per minute.
That's bun and all, everything.
Bun and all.
Did he dip?
Yeah. He had the cup of water.
Is it lemonade?
I don't know what they drink.
I heard it's lemonade. It's,
is it really?
That's we had Joey Chestnut on like 3 or 4
years
ago. Yeah,
we did.
Yeah, you don't remember that?
No.
I got his number. Yeah, we had him on.
We did.
He's somehow related to Tabitha Lipkin, like uncle or cousin or something. She hooked it up.
Vague.
She was like, "Yeah, do you guys want to talk to Joe?" It was a pandemic interview. We're like, "Hell yeah, we'll talk to Joe."
What always strikes me about the hot dog eating competition is that you're turning something that is inherently pretty pleasurable. I enjoy eating a good hot dog. You do as well, Woods.
Glizzy.
Into something that looks so miserable. I mean, Joey is pouring sweat, and his stomach is distended, and he just looks absolutely miserable, shoving hot dogs into his face at a rate of one every 8 seconds, and just downing. It looks like the most miserable experience ever for something that, when you have one, really great. It's really great to eat a hot dog. Eating 83 of them in 10 minutes might be the worst thing that you could ever do.
Too much of a good thing.
Could you eat 83 hot dogs in a month?
No.
I don't think I could.
I couldn't. That's more than two a day.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. I have like a hot dog a month. One. And even then, though, like I get halfway through it, and I'm like, you start to think, what am I eating? It ain't good.
I don't care about what I'm eating. I feel like once I've had one, I'm good for at least a few weeks.
Yeah, it's like insta heartburn for me too. Every single time. So I'm. But yes, this guy Eric said in the chat, eating contests are gross and idiotic. I agree. I really agree. I think so many people don't have food. Just watch how much I could eat. Like, it's so weird.
Yeah,
it's weird. Yeah. But I guess you got to tip your cap to the goat. He is truly the best.
Did your parents ever, when you didn't finish your plate, pull the old, there are starving children in Africa
all the time,
and you didn't finish your food?
Things have changed, man, as far as parenting goes.
Well, the problem is that finishing your plate is probably not the healthiest thing that you can do in the world.
But think about when you're a kid.
Right.
There's 3 pieces of chicken, 3 green beans, and 4 grapes, and my kid's like, every night. Every single night is the fight of my life. And now, should I put her on blast? I can wait. I'll do it at 9:35 and put my wife on such hardcore blast. 9:35. I'll tell you what's happening in our household. It's food related. She's so dead right now.
Stay tuned.
So
for
dead.
That.
Stay tuned. Yeah.
All right. And then finally, I don't know how big of a deal this is, but it's one of my long time suspicions has been confirmed. I have an Apple iPhone with Siri. I have a couple of Alexa devices in our home. Active listening from your devices. It's a real thing, and it's been confirmed now. Because for you to tell your Alexa to do something, they have to be listening even for the words, you know, hey, Alexa.
Right.
You have to be, the device has to always be listening for that. And I've had friends that work for Amazon up in Seattle, like, oh, trust me, it's not, it doesn't catch everything. It has to activate it with, I'm like, but it is listening for that command either way. Well, Cox Media Group, television, radio conglomerate, they kind of leaked something to investors. It was in a pitch deck.
Great.
They leaked about their active listening software that they can listen to pretty much every conversation being had if you have any of their products, any of their devices, and then market towards whatever interests you. And this literally happened to me. I mean, it happens all the time. But I remember within the last week, I bought some sunglasses. And I was looking around, trying to decide which brand to buy my sunglasses. I had not touched my phone yet. I was just sitting on the couch talking to my wife about said brand. I went with Ray-Bans. When I opened my phone, again, had not looked anything up, every like fourth Instagram post was Ray-Bans.
Sure.
And I go, they're listening.
Happens to me all the time.
They are listening.
And I end up buying.
They've heard everything.
Right.
Kind of creepy.
Cox put that out?
Well, it got leaked.
That's not new, though, is it?
It's confirming what we thought.
What we, our deepest
They were fears. Pitching to their investors, hey, look at this active listening software that we use.
I want to see what is on his phone.
Like what ads I'm getting? I'm just trying to look.
Let's see what ads.
Comfortable shoes.
Comfortable shoes?
NFL Sunday ticket. allergy medication.
It's like Matt says in the chat, it's delightfully convenient. It kind of creeps me out when it happens.
I do get I get a lot, and I don't know why. I think it's because of this show, because our phones are here while we're talking about things. A lot of ads for sex toys in my feed. A lot of them.
That's weird, because I don't get any.
I don't get any of those. And I'm really, in the same room for the same,
amount of time.
I've never bought one online. Or in person, actually.
I don't get those.
You don't?
Nope. Not even.
What do you get?
Not even a little. Ads on what? Instagram?
Or Twitter?
My Twitter ads? The one time I don't have any ads. I'll do Instagram. What kind of toys are you? All right. Okay.
Wow.
Okay, sorry.
Wow. What's
what some was. Real estate ads?
Here's a shirt. T-shirts. I buy a lot of T-shirts.
Ah, here's what I get on Instagram. My first one is Granger. Because, of course, every single week, I welcome everybody for the Brett Boone segment brought to you by Granger. For the
Granger,
ones who
Granger,
get things
Granger, Granger,
Granger, Granger, Granger. Of course, my first ad is for Granger here on Instagram.
I got one for a cold plunge tub that's $2,000.
You guys were talking about cold plunges.
Yep.
Earlier during a break.
We have. Here's an audio. It makes recording music so easy. I'm not a recording
artist. Sydney Sweeney.
Here's one if you've been diagnosed with leukemia. Consumer Justice Now. We were talking about leukemia this morning when we talked about Kirk Herbstreit's dog.
That's true.
Ben, who had leukemia, and he takes him to all of his games and everything. So.
Little League bats here. That makes sense. And clothes. I get a lot of clothes in mine.
So just know that wherever you're at, they're listening.
Okay.
And this is not just phones, but smart devices in your home and everywhere.
Now, did you guys see Hannah in the chat?
No.
No.
I said,
is she defending herself already?
No, I said, I'm putting her on blast at 9:30 or at 9:35. And she said, oh, I have a Botox appointment at 9:30. Super convenient. Put me on blast at 9:35. She's so dead. You guys, I think you'll have my side on this one. I really do.
Was that timed perfectly?
I knew there was an appointment. I forgot. But I think you guys will really have my back here. I hope so.
Curious. Hannah
scares me.
She's dead, though. She's dead on this one. I finally feel like I have the upper hand here. Finally. It's only been a decade. You guys will get a kick out of it.
All right. Don't go anywhere. Sometime in our next segment, we're going to move away those Padres tickets for tomorrow's game. And then Woods puts Hannah on blast. And then Annie and Elston at 10 o'clock on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We're doing a little starting pitching projection into the future and, you know, subject change, of course. But remember, the Padres dodged Paul Skenes in the 2 series against the Pittsburgh Pirates last month.
Paul Skenes ducked the Padres. That's another way to put it.
Coward.
He's pitching today. Is that true?
I think so.
But as I was doing the projections, it looks like the Padres are going to miss Blake Snell in both series against the San Francisco Giants. 2 3-game series. And right now he's scheduled to pitch tomorrow before they come to town. And then he'll pitch again next Wednesday because they have some off days as well. And they will just dodge them when they go back to San Francisco, which means if that holds, Padres will never face Blake Snell this year.
Fine by me.
I was kind of, well, with, you know, in the division, I was sort of expecting a Blake Snell matchup, a reunion at some point. But in the pennant race, again, he's been throwing really, really well. Not the worst thing if you miss him a couple of times. Now, the Padres are going to have Yu Darvish going tomorrow as he returns from the injured list in Game 2 of the series against the Tigers. And then they're going to move up, I believe I saw, Martin Perez into Thursday's game, which will give not only Michael King a full week off between starts, but then with 2 off days coming up next week, he'll miss the entire next series against the Mariners and won't pitch for another week plus until his following start. Okay. So he'll have 2 weeks and just one start in those 2 weeks based on how the Padres are reworking their starting rotation with Yu Darvish coming back tomorrow. And Perez going to pitch, I think, on Thursday against the Tigers. That's clearly a way that they are trying to stretch out the innings of Michael King and keep him fresh going into the postseason, knowing he's already, you know, pushing career highs and career limits. He's over. Yeah, he's over the major league career high, and I think he's right at minor league, major league combined career high for most innings thrown.
I like what he said. He goes, I feel good, and I'm not thinking about it. You know, like he's just gonna pitch when they tell him to pitch, and as long as he's feeling good, yeah. I mean, some people make the jump. We saw it with Seth Lugo. Seth Lugo has done a phenomenal job at making the jump from reliever and wherever they used him in New York to what he did with San Diego and now what he's done with Kansas City. But today, as you look through the Major League Baseball schedule, now we're off. That means we get to kick up our feet as fans and just root like hell for the Boston Red Sox, which is always fun to do. We're also going to root for the Chicago Cubs.
They're playing the New York Mets.
They are playing the Mets. Yeah. We're going to be rooting hard for the Chicago Cubs today in Wrigley Field. Paul Skenes will take on the Cubs. I love Paul Skenes.
The Cubs are kind of back in the playoff race, though.
They're kind of in it, but don't you
they're
want...
They're only 3.5 back. Now, that's
okay, you can, Cubs could still
Braves.
Lose And Paul Skeens doesn't.
That would be the best outcome.
Yeah, Paul Skeens pitches poorly.
Paul Skeens pitches poorly, but the Pirates come back and win late in that game.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm not too worried about the Cubs, but just pointing it out that they're still in it, actually.
The Dodgers are taking on the Angels, the Los Angeles Angels.
That's a rivalry game.
Okay.
Walker Buehler's, I think, pitching today.
He
has not thrown well.
He pitched okay last time. He had a couple errors behind him that kind of set him back.
And we're Giants fans tonight.
We are Giants fans tonight. Yeah, we are. Yeah, it's going to be Ryan Nelson against undecided for San Francisco right now. So, yeah, we're big Giants fans. That's going to be the late
Bob
game.
Bob Melvin's pondering that as we speak.
Yes, he is.
Who am I going to start to lose by one run tonight against the Arizona Diamondbacks?
The Diamondbacks don't win by one. So
no, they win by 11.
They win by 11 or 12, seemingly every... Or they lose by 11 or 12, which they did the other day.
I mean, we talked about it a little bit with Sammy. We were talking about it off the air before our show started. You know, we talked about it all week last week. Who do you root for?
Yeah.
Four-game series. And I'm never going to say I'm rooting for the team up north, but I was absolutely rooting for the Diamondbacks to lose because right now...
So you were rooting for the Dodgers.
I didn't say that. Those are your words.
So if you say, I'm rooting for the Diamondbacks to lose when they play the Dodgers.
I am rooting for the Padres to get the number one wild card seed. I would love to win the division. That's a little bit further of a reach right now. You got the three games in L.A. to wrap up the season and then followed by the final three games in Arizona. You do not want to have the off day and then stay in Arizona for those three games. There are no... back and forth at first round of the playoffs, the wild card round. I want all three of those games at home.
Yep.
I don't care if that means pitching Dylan Cease on Sunday to clinch
get there.
It. Because then he can still probably give you something on Wednesday or it'd be like Thursday
game three.
Game three.
Yeah.
Like you have to get home games. It's huge for the organization, playoff ticket revenue.
Us. Want to get down there and party with you guys wherever we might be.
Like the next round. If you can make it past and get into the divisional round, then you're guaranteed at least a home game.
Sure.
Nothing's guaranteed in that wild card round. I think it is the most important thing for the Padres right now to make sure they get at least the number one wild card.
Brandon in the chat says, Bomel can help the Padres for the first time in 2 years tonight. Oh, my God. That's cutting and fairly accurate.
By the way, not focused as much on the American League, but the biggest series in baseball is the Cleveland Guardians and the Kansas City Royals in that very tight AL Central as they go tonight. Tanner Bibby against Brady Singer in that game in Kansas City.
Fun one.
So that's also a big one. All right, if you want to go to the game tomorrow night, though, now's your time to call in and win. 833-288-0973. Let's make it the fifth caller. Right now, going to win a pair of tickets to tomorrow's Padres-Tigers game. First 40,000 fans in attendance will receive a free City Connect hoodie. Go to Padres.com/tickets for details. But call now to win a pair, 833-288-0973. Did see the Padres are projecting, based on remaining ticket sales and the remaining 11 home games, that they will break the all-time attendance record that is held since last year when they set the all-time attendance record at Petco Park. Pretty good, considering how badly last season went. You thought, well, they won't have the kind of attendance this year that they had last year. No, they're going to break it. Have even more fans coming in and supporting this team. And they've been rewarded this year with a playoff contender.
100%.
All right, well, good
Shout
luck.
Shout out, SD.
Good luck. Paulie will pick up some phones during the break, and then when we come back... My Woods is putting Hannah on blast.
This could be it.
As she heads in for Botox.
This could be it.
Does this have anything to do with Bo being toxic at home?
I don't get it.
Botox? Toxic Bo?
Just go to break.
With kids? No? All right. We'll be back on 97.3 The Fan.
Next, it's one of the tickets, Paulie.
Trevor,
congratulations. I'm going to go see Yu Darvish back on the bump.
It wasn't Trevor Hoffman, was it?
It was not Trevor Hoffman. I think he's set for tickets.
He usually has pretty good seats when I see him
at
the games.
Yeah, he has really good seats. Trev, we're always here for you. If you want to bring the fellas to a game, anytime, I'll buy the beers. I think the beers are free down there, actually, so...
I don't know that Trevor Hoffman has to buy a lot of beers.
I'll give the tip. I'll pay the tip. How about that? Just the tip. I'd love to go to a game with Trevor Hoffman, almost more than anything.
So Trevor oftentimes sits behind the home plate I've seen him in the owner's box.
Sure, it's Trevor
But if
Hoffman.
He actually just walked to a concession stand and said,
he'd get killed.
Can I have a beer? Would they make him pay for it? I feel like they'd have to. Or would the person who just works...
Someone in line would
Delaware
pay for
North.
His beer. Someone in line.
Yeah, but if no one paid for his beer, would the person working there go, just take it. Like, it's your Trevor. Just take it. You want a beer? Here's a beer. They would know, right?
I'm going to text him right now.
I want to know.
I'm going to text him. When's the last time you paid for a beer at Petco Park?
I really hope we get an answer. 15 minutes.
He takes like a month to text me.
Right. Well, that's a good tease. So coming up in early October, we'll get the answer to that question from Trevor Hoffman.
JH619 says, no, that's stealing. No, he's not stealing beer.
No, someone gives it to you. It's not stealing.
Trevor running around drinking half-empty beers on the concourse.
It's embezzling.
It's embezzlement. Embezzling. That's right.
Do they even still have the Randy Jones grill, I think, still on the main concourse.
Yeah.
Like, does Randy Jones, if he wants a hot dog, my name's literally on the stand,
we
buddy.
Buy our own merch, so, that's what you do.
When we were first doing the pre and the post game show, Craig and I, very poor, making no money, Randy would always take us under his wing. He said, come eat on scholarship tonight.
Oh.
And would bring us to his barbecue stand and hook us up with food, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's so sweet. That makes me love him more.
When I was first starting out in radio, I was on the promotions team at the Mighty 1090, and part of my duties was the post-game show at Lolita's, where I just had to pretty much just sit there for an hour and have some stickers on the table, and they had the speakers so you could hear inside of the restaurant, and I had to lug all of that crap.
Yep, done it.
6 blocks down, because you had to park
away, a mile away.
They don't give you good parking when you're on the promo team.
No.
And, I'm hauling this cart through East Village. It's 11 o'clock at night, and a truck pulls up, and I just hear, what in the hell are you doing? It was Randy Jones. He got out, helped me load. He threw everything in the back of his truck and drove in my car.
Angel,
I
dude.
Love that.
Sweet
man.
Angel. He's a good guy.
Higgy, you and Elston, get over there and get you a plate.
You're on scholarship.
Get over there and fix you a plate.
Good old RJ.
Oh, here he goes.
Oh. Wow. That was a quick month.
Comes with my seats that I pay for. It's gotten more expensive, but listen.
Oh, so he's buying his own
he's
seats,
buying
though.
His own
so,
seats.
Yeah, that's
Sweet
that he's
angel.
Paying for the beers, because they come with the charge with the seats.
All right, well, listen.
But he never wanders around and orders one while he's there? I guess not.
No, I don't think you'd have
if I've already paid for it, I'm not going to go in.
I sat in those seats with you one time. You didn't want to leave. You
no,
did not
of course
move.
Not.
Everything was free. He's sucking down Cracker Jacks and everything he can get his hands on.
Exactly the sound I made.
He did, too. He lost his mind that night. Well, speaking of food, this is where I have to drop the hammer on my beloved wife.
That's coming up right after traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
I knew that.
I'm still impressed that Trevor buys his own seats. There's a statue of him at Petco Park. You should never have to buy a ticket to a place where there's a statue of you.
He's in part responsible for the construction.
Exactly.
Of
very large
Petco
part.
Park.
In responsible for it.
Yeah. If you have a statue, you get tickets, right?
I think so, too. Wherever you want.
Man. I mean, that's, listen, that's how you make money. You got to keep making money.
So.
I get it. All right.
So don't feel bad, everybody else.
I'm very nervous for this next segment.
You should be. All right. So what's the number one thing you guys argue with your spouses about? Number one.
Dinner.
There should be,
dinner.
Should
dinner.
Be a very clear,
not every night, but
clear and present situation.
I would say 90% of our, I don't want to say arguments.
Right.
But
no arguments.
Disagreements.
Yeah.
It's what do you want to do for dinner? What are we making for dinner?
Yes.
Where are we going for dinner? Like, what are we ordering for dinner? Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Dinner.
It's dinner.
For me, it's not paying attention or listening carefully enough.
It's weird, because that's my number one gripe with you, too. But that's for another day. We have a consultant meeting tomorrow. We'll be addressing that tomorrow at 10:15.
I already know I have a problem with
that's
it.
That's my number one.
You don't need to keep bringing it up. I know I have a problem with it.
This is going
to
be like me observing you two
in marriage counseling.
I acknowledge I have a problem with it. I do.
So, a few months ago. And I've told you guys the struggles that we have with food in our house. It's not uncommon.
You might have. I'm not sure if I was listening.
You probably weren't paying attention. It all comes, more difficult when you got the kids, because they're very picky. So I told you guys there was a time there I was doing all the cooking and everything else, and I turned into a short order cook. One kid wants a grilled cheese, the other wants a, chicken and whatever, and then Hannah wants something totally different, and then I wanted something different. So we hit like It was like a pretty gnarly fight, actually, a few months ago. And she said, what I need from you, I need you to handle all the food in our house. And I mean lunches, grocery shopping, dinners. She goes, I don't want to make the kids lunches. You do it. And I said, done. Will this put an end to this strife? And she said, yes. We had it. We pitched it to the counselor. This is what she asked. I said, I've got it. I'm taking the reins. So then I dropped the hammer and said, don't buy any more snacks. You don't ever have to set foot in a grocery store again. Your old pal Woods has got you. All right? I'm buying all the snacks. I'm buying all the fruit. I'm buying all the food. I'll handle dinner. And I said, do you mind? Farm it out and I get a service? She said, whatever. I just want dinner covered. So I did some exhaustive research. And I found a company that provides healthy-ish meals. And I said, I'm doing it. And I did it.
I've done the meal prep service.
Yep. And this is a good one.
Weekly deliveries.
They taste fantastic. They look pretty healthy.
Healthy-ish is a great spot to be.
Healthy-ish. If it's all just...
No one's ever going to be happy.
Brown rice, broccoli, and chicken every night.
Meal, right. You're going to get tired of that. You need ish.
So they have variety. It's great. So I bite the bullet and I say, I'm doing it. So I do it. And I have taken over all the lunches, all the grocery shopping. I'm still in the GD store 4 days a week. The turkey goes bad over the weekend. I got to buy a new so I'm getting the kids dialed in. So the meals are coming. I'm not hearing a peep. No one's arguing. Everyone's just sitting down eating their meal. Last week, I go, hey, how was that? To my wife. And she said, she goes, and I go, oh boy, here we go. And she's, what? It wasn't good. There's too much fat in it. And I went, all right, what would you like me to do? She goes, well, I'd like to help select the meals every week. And I go, but whoa. Remember when you said, I don't want anything to do. I just want dinner in front of me and I'll eat it. And I said, that was a quote. And she said, yes, I do remember that. And I said, now we have to get together and select the meals every week. Fine. So yesterday we get together to select the meals. About 3 minutes of selecting. Just leave me out this week. I go, what? And she goes, just leave me out. I go, what are you going to eat? And she's like, I don't know. I'll figure it out. I go, but you won't. So I go, do you want me to make you something every night? She goes, well, I mean, that'd be nice. So now the meals are bought. I have to make her something special. I'm losing my mind. So I told her, I said, I don't know what to do at this point. But I said, you are, and I looked at her and I said, in our time of regulating our emotions, I said, I love you so much, but you are massively frustrating to deal with when it comes to this. Massively. I handled it, man. It was all done. Everything was done. And now it's just not what she wants. So I don't know what to do. I'm at a loss.
Well, I would say you can't ever turn off your opinions about food. Either you like it or you don't. It's satisfying. It's what you want or it's not what you want. Now, I think hopefully she still appreciates everything you've done.
She doesn't.
But she can still not really like the food. You can't really control that.
She said, I didn't feel great after I ate it that one
time. But see, that's not her fault.
It's not my fault.
Yeah. No, it's not your fault either. But what are she supposed to just never say anything again and go,
yes.
I guess I'm just going to eat.
She told me that. She told me that's what she was going to do.
But she didn't know that it wasn't going to be something that was going to make her feel.
I'm sweating.
Not great.
But she told me, I just want it in front of me. And again, it's not like I'm feeding her like giant plates of...
Yeah, if all you're having is mac and cheese with hot dogs cut up in it every night, then maybe there's more, reason to complain. But again, you could be eating something fully healthy, but if it doesn't react well with your system, you can't just keep eating it. You have to say something.
So Megan says, make some stuff ahead of time. So I've done that. We've done I'm going to cook a bunch of... And then what happens? I don't want to eat this again. DoorDash, whatever. I get these things. They come to the house, and they're different. We have pork one night, chicken one night, blah, blah, blah. You told me to just handle it and get it out of the way.
We use the meal prep service kind of as the catalyst to finding that solution, and it worked. We did it for, a couple of months, and then we're like, okay, we're back on track. We can handle it now.
Patrick says, you're going to get burnt out. Maybe you do 5 days and she does two. Yeah, I mean, the weekends are kind of a crapshoot. Whoever has the kids, you know, you handle their meals. But the weekends don't count. Monday through Friday, she wants the lunches made. No problem. I enjoy making the kids' lunches. I actually kind of enjoy it. No problem there. Enjoy shopping for them, getting them what they want. No problem. The dinner, though. So now she goes, well, I would be happy just going back to eating ground beef and rice and veggies. I go, yeah, but those two dudes aren't going to. So now we've gone from I've got to go buy this, cook it, and then I have to cook something for them as well. I'm back to Woodsy, the diner owner, taking short orders. I don't know what to do.
What I've done, you know, and my program, my SDFatLoss.com, helped me. I meal prep usually 4 days a week.
Right.
And it's the same thing. But I don't necessarily eat it all 4 days in a row. I may break it up with one day.
So imagine not only you doing that. Ben, if I was single, I would look like Brad Pitt in Fight Club. I have no problem doing that.
Same thing every day.
I've got three other differing opinions. If you made that.
Yeah, I'm only making it for myself.
One is no problem, but it's the four. And so now. She goes, well, just take me off. So I took her off. I'm like, so what are you going to eat next week? You got no meals coming. So we'll see. And I just, holy cow. Jimmy Jam says, remind the wife she's not a princess. She can figure it out herself. That'll go really far.
Try that.
I will.
So what did she take on when you took on the food? Was there a trade, a quid
pro quo? She does all the laundry.
Laundry.
And there's a ton of it with three dudes. You know, there's a ton. I change outfits four times a day, probably. So she does that. And, you know, really runs the household for the most part. But the food was the one thing she wanted
off
the plate.
Maybe it would be worth it for you then to just make a little extra special meal for her. Just enjoy your nicely folded laundry. And think about that when you're putting on your four outfits a day.
Jimmy Jam nails it. They're factor meals. They're so good. I look forward to them. I eat two of them a day. They're fantastic. Yeah, I'll get her Lunchables, Dan. Pluck down some Lunchables in front of her. Oh, man. Yeah, personal chef Woods here. I don't know what to do. But she's wrong, yeah, when she told me. I'm right and she's wrong. That's what I want to get to the gist of. She told me, you handle it and I won't say a word.
It's been
2 weeks.
She's not on firm footing here, but you can't help. I mean, you either like food or you don't. And you can't just keep eating food that you don't like and is not sitting well with you. So at some point, you did have to say something. And I get why it's frustrating for you, though.
I'm going to pull my hair out.
I know. I can see that.
Well, I'm off to the grocery store. Have a fantastic day.
Get some Stouffer's Welsh Rarebit. On toast and throw on a little tomato and a bacon. Yeah. And it's perfect. Really.
She'll love it. She will love it.
Fantastic for Welsh Rarebit Day today.
Yes.
Speaking of the Welsh, I believe we're going to have a Welsh guest in studio.
Yeah, there'll be a Welshman in here tomorrow.
which will be fantastic. It'll be a guest-heavy Wednesday. Jesse Agler will join us for a little Wednesday Incorporator since there's no game today. We've moved that back to tomorrow. And it's also a Big League Wednesday with Adam Jones and Brett Moon.
We are busy beavers.
Both scheduled to join the program morning. Tomorrow. So that'll be a very busy Wednesday. That's tomorrow, though. Now you've got Annie and Elston with plenty to talk about from the holiday weekend coming up for the next 4 hours. For Paul Reindl, Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. From all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.